and have a listen to the maestro, James Cummings, on Racing Pulse.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Always great to catch up with the maestro after a huge week last week. They've got plenty of big guns aimed at Group 1 races this week as well. Morning, James. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Before we look ahead to this week, just a quick update on how the big boy Animo pulled up after another sensational Group 1 win.
Yeah, he pulled up beautifully. He's had a really good few days and... he now joins the honour roll of esteemed company, being a George Ryder Stakes winner, and he's won his ninth Group 1, so he continues to develop his amazing and illustrious career.
Gee, it could be the Clash of the Spring come up in the Queen Elizabeth as well. You love a challenge.
Yeah, didn't he look impressive, Dubai Honour?
Oh, yeah.
The horse of William Haggis, William Haggis has shown an amazing knack of bringing the right horses to Australia. Got an incredible record. Might be win number 7 out of runner number 11, and one observation I'd make about Dubai Honor is that he seems to have the horse back, because he went missing last prep, as his travelling foreman Izzy was explaining in her interview, and you can read it in the form guide that only 17 months ago he was, single figure odds in a Champion Stakes and got up to run second in the race, taken to Hong Kong, started 4-1 in Hong Kong. You know, that's a big effort for a European middle distance horse to start that short in Hong Kong feature race on International Day. So it would appear that they've got that horse back and firing. He looked fantastic in the saddling enclosure. Looked like he was ready to do battle, and he strode away for a very impressive victory over 2,000 metres, didn't he?
Yeah, well, it sets up what will be a mouthwatering clash in the Queen Elizabeth Animo's Aussie farewell. You would have been very proud, even though you didn't get the win, of what Cylinder's been able to do in this two-year-old year. Is he done, or would you press on to the sires?
We've got James McDonald booked for the sires produce at Randwick next Saturday. He's going to have to step up over 7 furlongs, but the reality is he's beaten home the rest of them in the slipper, and Shinzo's gone to the paddock after 2 big runs within a week, and it'll be interesting to see V8 come up to Sydney after winning the VRC sires impressively. So it'll be a solid Group 1 contest, but we've kept the dream alive with Cylinder, and provided we're happy with him, we'll proceed.
This weekend, Pilali's drawn very poorly in the William Reid, and you've made the decision just to save him for another day.
Yeah, so we've scratched him from the William Reid, and we'll have a look at the entries for the TJ Smith. He's got an excellent record at Randwick, and up to 6 furlongs will suit him beautifully, and that probably helps us to launch a Brisbane campaign from a couple of runs in Sydney before he heads up there.
Speaking of great records, your Marvel Cascadian, he was so brave again in the All-Star Mile, and he's obviously done well because he's on the 7-day backup in the Australian Cup on Saturday.
Yes, he has done well, that horse. He pulled up beautifully from the All-Star Mile, and the Australian Cup looks a really a fitting race for him. Third up from a spell, he sort of arrived in work pretty forward, having been over in Perth, and we'd only done a tiny bit with him to have him running only 2 lengths away in the finish in the Canterbury Stakes. By the time he got through that run, he was bouncing out of his skin, and we felt like he was ready to run one of the races of his life in the All Star Mile. And he certainly did from a difficult barrier. He gave him a pretty big scare. And if he just got into the clear a little sooner, or just had a little bit better gait, what might have been. But for his first run at Moonee Valley, against a horse who loves the valley, like Mr. Brightside, I thought he acquitted himself exceptionally well, and he should be well suited up to 2,000 in a solidly run Australian Cup. It'll be a a very, very interesting, contest, that race.
Is he going better than he was last year when he ran fifth behind Dewis?
Well, he's going very well. I'd say he's. It's more like he's in the form he was when he backed up and ran second to Zaki and McKinnon. The preparation before. I do think he's going better than. I do think he's going better than that Australian Cup. He's therefore well and truly deserving of another crack at it.
In the sunlight, which is a cracking race, you've got Renosu, who was very good at Warwick Farm. There's a few pretty smart horses in this affair on Saturday, though.
That's true. I have high regard for a three-year-old like Renosu, who can sit wide and shake off a couple of older horses in the midweeks. He knuckled down for a hard-fought win there. The race was run to suit front runners, but I like the way he fended off horses older than him and without much allowance. But this is no little listed race here. This is a really solid contest with highly promising horses that he comes up against, and he's probably going to need to find them on an off day, but he's won up the straight and it gives him an opportunity to have a crack in a black type race and if I can get him back to that big performance he showed when he was up the straight, first run as a gelding in Melbourne Cup Week, well, he might be one of the horses that could sort of keep the better horses honest in the race.
Mm. You've decided to bring Allegron down to the Roy Higgins. If he wins, he's got a ticket in the Melbourne Cup. He performs well at Flemington this distance, being a St. Ledger winner. What do you make of the Roy Higgins on Saturday?
Well, I think it's got an interesting mix of form line and with the With the exemption on offer, and the solid prize money, it's quite attractive. But it's a big ask for Allegron, who's missed a run, so he's at least half a run behind these horses, and it's a big step up in distance. But it's the type of tempo that he will enjoy, and it gives him an opportunity to run well on a dry track there, potentially en route to a Sydney Cup if he proves that he's going to naturally be forward enough to be competitive. But some interesting runners here. There's no doubt about that, and this will be a big test for Allegron. Let alone the step up in distance. Let alone the company that he's coming up against. But these horses are pretty fit coming out of an Adelaide Cup, solid form through the Australian Cup Prelude, and I'd say even some solid staying races there at Moonee Valley. This will be testing Allegron out, but it'll be good to see him getting a good run along the inside, saving energy right up until the last 450, and he can start to work into it and show us where he's at.
Cascadian's the one you want to win, but could Kalos be your best again on Saturday?
Kalos has found himself in a very interesting race. So there's a horse coming out of the Challenge Stakes here, the Bopper, who ran very well, and the Challenge Stakes could prove to be the best form going into the TJ Smith next Saturday, the first day of the Sydney Championships. So you'd have to think that's a pretty good lead in itself. And the second place getter, the Kalos, from 3 weeks ago on the lead, didn't that horse run home very, very fast against him? So Kalos will need to be a little bit better again, but he puts himself right into the picture from the draw with plenty of natural pace, and he enjoys the straight at Flemington. He ran beautifully there, first run as a gelding, and I can see him running another good race here. But he's going to pay the price, isn't he? He's going to pay the price at the weight there. So hopefully he's good enough to keep improving, and he should get a good draw. That sets up pretty well for him.
You got a good team at Rose Hill without the big stars who went around last week. Who are you looking forward to seeing on Tancred Day?
Well, I'd be interested to see how a couple of the two-year-olds go in the two-year-old race there. It's a rather time-honoured race, the TL Value Handicap, and you would have seen that from a wide run, Amur was pretty solid there in the VRC sires against V8. So I think from a far better barrier, even though it's a quality handicap, he's going to have a bit of weight to carry. I think Amur can run very well. His stablemate will be Boxing On Inhibitions, who's been solid around the 13 and 1400 metre races in her lead ups. But that'll be, I think that'll be interesting to observe. We've got a, we've got three runners in the Star Kingdom, and I think that probably the bigger races on the day are going to come from other fields. But our horses are there, ready to run good races.
No doubt about that. Just two quickies. Pericles, which way are you going to go with him now?
Pericles is going to run in the Derby, and I think he'll be running a very good race this year.
And Aft Cabin, where do we see him next after his good jump out?
Aft Cabin's set to run in the Royal Sovereign on the 8th of April. So it's a drop back to 6 furlongs with 5 weeks between runs. And he's just gone past me, and he looks like he's bouncing out of his skin.
That is good to hear. James, good luck. We'd love to see Cascadian in the Australian Cup this weekend. It would be a great moment if he could win the Australian Cup. He's been such a great warrior for Godolphin. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Michael.